Today we celebrate Good Friday, a day which is associated with silence and with meditation. It's punctuated by the celebration of the Passion of the Lord, generally in the afternoon, and also, of course, with the celebration of the Stations of the Cross. In my own parish this evening, we celebrated the Stations in a small church of the parish where a number of the parishioners gathered, just simply to follow the progress of Christ from the house of Pilate through to the crucifixion and his placing in the sepulchre at his death on the cross. We began our celebration of the Stations of the Cross with our usual invocation and prayer. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you because by your holy cross you've redeemed the world. And then we listened to a little extract from the Gospel according to John as follows. They took the body of Jesus and bound it in linen cloths with the spices, as is the burial custom of the Jews. Now, in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden. And in the garden, there was a new tomb where no one had ever been laid. So, because of the Jewish day of preparation, as the tomb was close at hand, they laid Jesus there. The fact that they buried Jesus in an available tomb shows how haphazard and unplanned was Jesus' burial. But it's significant that it took place in a garden, which we associate with colour and with life. It's also, of course, we remember where God placed Adam in the story of Genesis and the creation of man and the world. Adam and Eve are placed in the garden, and it's from the garden that they're banished. Significantly, too, it's in the garden that Jesus experienced his dilemma and his passion and his prayer, pleading with God his Father that if this cup could pass from him, please let it be. But he concluded his prayer by saying, "Not my will, but thy will be done." And finally, it's in a garden, in an empty tomb, where Christ, the new Adam, is placed, where he returns to the earth, where Christ becomes the seed of life for us all. And that's at the essence and the core of our celebration of Good Friday. It leads us forward into Saturday in preparation for the Easter Vigil. But we continue, nevertheless, to contemplate and meditate upon the mystery of Christ's death on the cross for us all. Again, as a musical element to our consideration and meditation of these days, the Holy Week, we could do a lot worse, I think, than go back to one of the passions of Johann Sebastian Bach, whether it be the St. Matthew Passion or the St. John Passion, and pick for ourselves a piece that perhaps we may like that centres on this very mystery.